Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
SiriusXM Radio presents, in conjunction with House of Athlete, I Am Athlete Tonight.
Who is this? Am I supposed to come in right now? Okay. I'm your host, Brandon Marshall. This is my first time ever hosting a radio show. This is I Am Athlete Tonight. I'm super excited about my teammates and everybody I'm sitting down with on this phenomenal Tuesday. It's Tuesday, right?
It is Tuesday. Man.
Yeah, it's going crazy. Ashley Nicole Moss, contributor to Uninterrupted, contributor to Sports Illustrated, has her own show. It's phenomenal. That's Make sure y'all go watch it.
I'm not contributor. I am a main host at Sports Illustrated.
Oh, top that title. There you go. There you go. So that's Ashley Nicole Moss. She'll be joining us tonight. And we're going to get into some legendary conversations. And I also have my, I'm going to make him mad right now, my baby brother, LeSean Shady McCoy.
I'm not your baby brother at all. But listen, real talk. Yo,
can we introduce her?
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Gotta get my dog. Yeah. And we got Antoine Walker. What's up, Mr. Shimmy? Mr. Antoine
Mr.
Walker.
Mr. Shimmy. What's up, guys? What's up, guys? Welcome, Ashley, to the show.
What's up?
All right, glad to have you a part of the show now.
I didn't feel like that came from my heart.
Right.
It was, no, it did. Again? It did. I just know Brandon don't give the proper introductions to everybody. Give everybody the accolades the right way. He was about to start the show without introducing me, which was going to be that was tough to do.
That was shady. Anyways, I'm excited about tonight. And listen, all you listeners out there, I'm a contributor. I'm not the host like Ashley said earlier. She corrected me. There's a big difference, right? So dudes is not with us tonight. So I want you guys to give me grace, all right, and just have a little understanding if I have any hiccups tonight. But before we get started, I want to bring in our producer, Anthony. Anthony, jump in here. Give me like a super tease. I need a super tease. What should everybody expect tonight?
Yeah, I got you right now, Brandon. But I do want to correct you real quick. This is the second time you've hosted the show, Brandon. You hosted the show the second day of I Am Athlete Tonight, if you don't recall.
Are you serious?
And you did a phenomenal job. Yes.
Wow. It was exciting.
Absolutely, Brandon. Let me double check you and give you your props and your flowers.
Wow,
you
I forget that.
100%. This is the second time, everyone that's listening. That being said, we have a great show lined up for you guys tonight. We have, you know, the heavy topics of Demaryius Thomas and Brittany Griner making her plea to President Biden, trying to make her way back over to the States. We're going to get into the boys getting the bag with John Morant, Zion Williamson, and Darius Garland, and what that means for those guys. And then, obviously, we got to start with the latest with Kevin Durant. Brandon, take it away.
Yeah, so listen, I'm gonna go to you first, Shady. We're gonna go to Ashley.
Let's go to Ash first,
and then we'll go to Shady, and then I'm gonna come back around to you, Twan, to get your perspective, because we heard, you know, well, your latest perspective, because we heard it last week. But a lot going on in the NBA. Free agency's been wild. But rumor has it that, you know, there's probably more than half the NBA interested in dealing for, you know, superstar talent Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. All right. But only there's a handful of teams that have a real shot. According to the odds, you have the Phoenix Suns and you have the Toronto Raptors, who are the overwhelming favorites. Right.
My Warriors.
There you go. Well, Warriors. We're going to hold that.
Are you a new Warriors fan or OG Warriors fan? Because something's not adding up.
I've been there for a minute.
Oh, okay. I don't believe you, but we'll get into that.
That's a good, great question. So, Ashley Nicole Moss.
Yes.
Host. Okay. Don't call her a contributor. Last week, right? When you heard this news, Kevin Durant comes out And he's like, you know what? I want to trade. And this is after, you know, Kyrie opts in. Mm-hmm. What was your initial reaction?
I mean, I think.
And you're from Brooklyn.
I think, well, I'm a Knicks fan. We don't claim the Nets, but that's a different conversation. I will say, you know, it was a little bit interesting and also like not surprising. I think, you know, the writing was kind of on the wall. You can understand the frustration, multiple injuries. He kind of came back from just a disarray of a team, from James Harden to Ben Simmons to Kyrie Irving being a part-time player, and then all the things that come with him. But I mean, I feel like it's not going to be easy to trade Kevin Durant. It's going to require a lot of pieces for him, as you can expect. It's Kevin Durant, one of the greatest players to ever play the game. A lot of teams are not going to either A, be willing to just uphaul their entire organization for him. And the Nets are probably going to try to strong arm teams. And listen, Kevin Durant, as great as he is, he's still 33 years old. You're not going to trade a Devin Booker for him. You're not going to trade a Bam Adebayo for him. There's only a handful of players you're willing to move. And I don't know if you're going to jeopardize your entire future for him. So I know the Nets, you know, there's like this unspoken code in the NBA where your superstar player requests a trade. You're supposed to go ahead and, you know, honor that. Will it be able to happen? I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's going to be harder to move him than I think Kevin Durant may be anticipating. That's my take on that.
I'm going to disagree, Ash. Right?
Really?
Hopefully I don't do this often, but for tonight I am. So first of all, this is not football. This is basketball. Uh-huh. And in basketball, they have more of a say-so. So if Kevin Durant said, listen, man, I don't want to play here.
Right.
What you going to do? They're going to find a reason the same way Ben Simmons found a reason not to play in Philadelphia. Right, they're going Kawhi Leonard. Right, same reason why he ain't finished playing.
James Harden in Houston.
Go back to what you said though, Ben Simmons. How much did it take for that trade to go down with James Harden? That whole stuff. Look how many pieces, and that's for a Ben Simmons and a James Harden.
But whatever happened, right? It wasn't the pieces. It was more just we got to move him because he's not going to play. You see what I'm saying? And then if we can get some value for him, let's get something. I look at another situation. Anthony Davis, like he was the best player on the team there. Look, I'm not playing, so. I think the Nets organization, they're at a standstill where, listen, he wants to move. He wants to leave. And I don't blame KD. You playing with James Harden, a guy that, you know, I won't be hard on James because he's with my Sixers. But let's just be honest, right? He plays when he wants to play. He's always out of shape. And he's not the same 30, 40-point James Harden we used to seeing. Them days is over with. I'm in Philly. I see it daily. All right? Mm-hmm. And Ben Simmons, another Philadelphia situation that I won't really speak on, but, I mean – it's obvious. You see how he acts, right? We nobody wants to play with him. And then Kyrie, who's probably one of my favorites, but it's like he played, what? He missed 20, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, yes. Kevin Durant, an unhappy Kevin Durant is not good for the Nets, and it also sets a bad precedent in the NBA. When that's a superstar asks for a trade, you're supposed to honor it. But this is a business at the end of the day. And the Nets, I don't think, are going to get what they want for Kevin Durant. Look at the Suns, for example. Devin Booker just signed his extension. You can't trade him. That's right. Off the table. So who's left? A bunch of role
but
players?
You got to get something.
An old Chris Paul?
Okay, I said the Suns and I said the Raptors. So you guys jumped the gun on me a little bit. Let me bring in Antoine. So Antoine Walker. And again, you guys are listening to I Am Athlete Tonight. I'm your temporary host, Brandon Marshall, here sitting down with Ashley Nicole Moss and also Mr. LaShawn Shady McCoy. Don't call him little brother. Twan, what's going to happen with KD?
Well, first of all, you guys do make some great points, but this is the reality. The reality of this, and everybody has to understand this, and if it's reported to be the what the Brooklyn Nets want, so if the Brooklyn Nets want a young star back, a young all-star back, and they want a plethora of draft picks. There's only one team that's a good team, a quality team that can get that done, and that's probably the Golden State Warriors. That's the only team that can offer. That's the only team that can offer them. And I'm going to break it down to you a little bit right here. They got Andrew Wiggins. They got Jordan Poole. So they got young stars that they could actually add.
Kuminga.
Now the draft picks. Now you're not talking about actually have to go in the draft, but you got young pieces like you just said, Kuminga, Wiseman, those guys, Moody. You could put together a great package that can go to Golden State. So Golden State has all the assets that the Brooklyn Nets are looking for. Now, is Golden State willing to take a Kevin Durant back on and to give up their young pieces to possibly win a couple more titles? I don't know if that's something they want to do. Is their relationship tarnished? I don't have the answers to that. But it's only one team that can do that, and that's Golden State, that meets Brooklyn demands from what we're hearing. Now, you can go the other way, and you can start with the Houston Rockets, the Sacramento Kings. You can go to some of those bottom-tier teams and obviously give up all their picks and one of their young talents. He can go there. But I don't think those teams are going to be willing to do that for what Ashley said earlier. Kevin Durant is 33 years old. So I don't know if those teams are going to be willing to give up their whole future for a 33-year-old guy. But we are talking about a guy arguably top three player in the league. Yep. So I'm not, we're not saying he's not worth it. And he has – the unique thing about Kevin Durant's situation is he has 4 years of guarantee left on his deal. Usually when guys of his stature want out, you have to sign them to another deal. So whoever gets him got him for the next 4 years under contract. So that's actually attractive too, being that you know you're going to have a guy for the next 4 years. But it's only one team that can get it done, and that's the Golden State Warriors.
If you're the front office of Golden State, first of all, the Kevin Durant relationship did not end on a good note. There's speculation on why it didn't end on a good note. No one will probably ever know the answer. So you're going back in time and hoping you can repair whatever relationship is tarnished, right? But why jeopardize your entire future? I mean, the Golden State Warriors have shown the blueprint of what it takes to grow players within a franchise and reap the benefits down the road. You're going to toss that in the air for a Kevin Durant that may bring you one or two more championships when ultimately you can still, you've proven to be able to win championships without him. He needs them more than they need him.
Let's get this straight, right? So everybody's trying to build their team up, right? Add on players. We're hearing Kyrie Irving going to LeBron James with AD. Kevin Durant on any team is a good thing.
Obviously. But,
and real quick, talk about, you said that the relationship with the Warriors. If you recall, everything they said was all positive. Only thing they didn't like is that, you know, Draymond Green and him got in that situation and Kevin decided to leave. But they never talked about how the relationship was rocky. I never seen that. So what I'm saying is this, because don't forget, they came to get Kevin Durant. They went to the Hamptons. All five of them said, yo, we need you. It ain't like Kevin Durant came to them. So what I'm saying is, listen, let's bring that thing back together. Bring the band back, right?
Yeah, but also what just came out, to Ashley's point, I think he was on Jimmy Fallon, Draymond Green. So he was there. He was like, look, you know, if I'm Steph, I'm pissed. You know, I feel for Steph. Why? He said, because he heard the news when he was going to Brooklyn, when he was on a plane. Right. He was on a plane coming back to the States.
Come on,
and he heard the news that way. Bro, you know, that's a big deal.
So hold up. In the locker room. Right. Well, you play with Eric Decker.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Anyway.
Yikes.
Yo, that would have made you mad. Yo, we heard that Eric Decker's going to the Giants. Well, like,
bro, I think it's go ahead, Twan.
But you got to stop. It's basketball friends and it's real friends. I think sometimes we get caught up in these guys are not real friends, bro. We're basketball friends. I played with a ton of guys in the league. Of course we cool during the season because we with each other 6 days out the week. Of course we cool, we hang. But that ain't my friend. I'm not basing my future and dictating my future or whether or not somebody calls me or how it goes. When a guy's handling their personal business, getting contracts, and handling their business, guys step out the way. That's like a code. Did you see Kevin Durant never said
courtesy?
But you see what Kevin Durant did? He never said one thing about Kyrie Irving in his contract negotiation. He never got involved because that's not his business. He got his 200. He won't Kyrie 200. To get his 200, but he's not gonna get involved in that conversation.
Yeah, but Twan, you don't think when I'm talking about the star players, bro. I'm talking about the core guys, top two, top three, four guys on the team. You don't think you guys you owe the courtesy to the next guy listen, here's the move I just made, and that's about to go down in the next 24, 48 hours. You can't give him that.
B. Marshall, I played 7 years with Paul Pierce. When I got traded, I ain't see Paul till we played him again. He didn't call and say, yo,
y'all
you good.
Y'all wasn't real teammates then. That's why
we were teammates. We played together, but I mean, I didn't get no phone call from him. I wasn't upset at him because he didn't call me. It was. That's why y'all won no
championships together, though, Twan.
At the end of the day, it doesn't have to be.
You said that's true.
At the end of the day, it doesn't have to be some elaborate conversation. But you just saw your Golden State Warriors, as you call them, win a championship without Kevin Durant. For you to be willing to trade all of those pieces for a player that you've already proven you can win without is asinine.
Listen, all right, hold on one second. We're supposed to go to Kyrie. I don't know if we're going to make it to Kyrie during this block. But listen, if you like to hear more about this conversation or you want to join this conversation, call us 866-623-3646. That's 866, really, Mad Dog 6. Okay. Call us. That's what it really is. All right. Let me say that again. 866-623-3646. Call us to join.
Hey, Brandon, hold on. Brandon, Anthony, the producer here, you told me to keep you accountable.
Yeah, keep me real.
8-6-2-3-3-6-4-6. It's all good. It's 888-6-2-3-3-6-4-6. It's a tongue twister. And once again, that's 888-MAD-DOG-6. Join us. I want to hear everyone's thoughts on Kevin Durant.
Well, why are you here, Anthony, and keeping me straight? How many more minutes we got? How much more time we have left in this block?
Man, I'm loving this conversation. I don't want to go to break. You guys continue this conversation. Let's get to Kyrie.
Good. Okay, cool. Go for it. All right. So, look, let's go to Kyrie. All right. While the basketball world awaits what's happening with KD and us two on I Am Athlete Tonight, the future of Kyrie Irving in Brooklyn is also very much in doubt. Okay. So earlier today, we had NBA insider Shams appeared on the Pat McAfee show and said the following about the Kyrie to the Lakers rumors.
There's no traction on any type of a Lakers deal for Kyrie Irving. Yikes. So there's nothing new on that. And I'm not quite sure we're going to see that take place.
All right. So that was Shams. All right. Well, we're going to go to you. Why are you clapping?
Well, first of all,
Shady McCoy on I Am Athlete Tonight.
Everything we heard was that Kyrie Irving was coming to the Lakers. That's in the West. And if that's going against my boys, my Warriors, I don't like it. You know why I don't like it, though? This is why I don't like it. Everybody always is talking so much about, oh, you know, the Warriors, they teamed up. They got KD and this and that. Yo, if you really watch it, everybody's doing that. Even before the Warriors did it. LeBron, they keep talking about how LeBron went to the Heat. Oh, well, they were weak before. That team that it was weak, that wasn't the same team. He said, listen, if I'm coming here, Bosh got to come. Ray Allen going to be my role player. Then you had D Wade. Like, yo, in that draft, the top five, that was like three of the top five picks. And they all was legit. So it's nothing wrong with teaming up. You got to team up to win nowadays. You see what I'm saying?
No, you don't.
Twan. Yes. If he ends up with the Lakers,
Queens in the house.
Is this the best situation for Kyrie?
No, I don't know what the best situation for Kyrie. Kyrie got a lot of proven to me and to the world. He got basketball is not his first priority. So when basketball not becomes your first priority, especially playing for a franchise like the Los Angeles Lakers, in which they're about winning championships, I just don't know if he's the best option. I mean, he played 29 games last year. He's had numerous of situations that stopped him from making basketball a first priority. And now, because he was forced to, after losing $17, $18 million during the season, he was forced to opt in because obviously he didn't want to lose another $37 million to a team and organization that has done nothing but support him in everything he's done. I have a problem with that. So I need him to play. He hasn't been reliable the last 5 years. I'm not like making this up, and he hasn't been reliable in the most and pivotal time, and that's playoff time. If you look at the playoff games he's played in and what he was accomplishing in the playoff games, he hasn't been really productive, and they got swept this year. So I don't know if I want to give up what it's going to take to get Kyrie Irving. Y'all got to realize this. The Brooklyn Nets understand the situation that they're in. They understand that they need to get something back in return. And obviously, we all get mesmerized, and I love Kyrie Irving. He's must-see TV. But they know his value is not very high, so they may hold on to him. Until they're able to see if they can squeeze a team that may really need them, maybe in the beginning of the season or maybe halfway through. Both of these guys are under contract. They don't have to make any moves. And unlike football, they got to play.
No.
Well, they don't have to trade Kyrie at all. If he just waits it out, he can leave in free agency.
They have to play. Ben Simmons, y'all understand, Ben Simmons played on an injury, act like he was hurt, and he wasn't ready to play. He tried to hold out. And But once the fines start happening, they're gonna play.
Hold on, real quick. I'm lost because you a basketball guy. You see what I'm saying? I'm like on the outside looking in. But outside looking in, I seen Kawhi Leonard say he was hurt. He sat the whole year. Anthony Davis.
Yeah, I said you have to say you hurt. I said KD. They would have to say they hurt.
Hey, look. I go for a layup. Ankle hurt. No, my back. Football, we want contracts. Yeah. It's the hamstring in the back. I've did it before. I don't know if you did it.
Yeah, of course.
He's soft. I didn't play it. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, so if you say that, my back hurt and my hamstring, then what? They know what time it is.
All right, look, quickly. I wish we had a whole hour to talk about this. But let me go to a caller really quickly. This is Chad from California. He wants to talk about KD to the Warriors.
Hey, what's going on? First off, as a big-time Broncos fan, I appreciate you, B-Mart. Look, I'm going to grow a shady on this one, and this is a simple fact, and I can't stand the Warriors. But if you're the Warriors, you're looking at KD. I know they can have a future with Wiggins and Kuminga and Wiseman, these guys, but we'll worry about the future, man. You got a chance to bring KD in and win a couple more rings and let Steph pass Jordan, let him pass LeBron, let him pass all these legends for his legacy. Let's face it, the Warriors weren't expected to win this year. They had a couple good breaks. They won. You take advantage and give them their flowers. But if you can get KD, you got a better chance to win going forward than you do with Kuminga and Wiseman and Wiggins. So if you're Steph, bring him back. Let me get my 6-7 rings, and let me go down as top 5 ever.
So, Ash, how do you feel about hearing that? Because like he basically said Shady was right and you was wrong.
The Warriors very much were expected to win. Anyone with half a brain and two eyes could see that they were the superior team for predominantly most of the NBA season. The Lakers crumbled. I mean, the Grizzlies are still really young. The Suns do what the Suns normally do, get to the postseason and fall apart, much like Utah, much like the Timberwolves. The Warriors were the best team in the West. I had them winning the whole thing back in October. So I don't know how that means. I don't know how they weren't expected to go
October
to the finals.
October meaning the start of the.
Yes, I already. I could
the
already,
start.
The start of the NBA season, the Warriors were my pick, and you can run my tweets.
Anthony, can you fact check this?
To win the NBA championship.
Now, Ash, I'm not. I have to. Now I got to say something. If you did that. You had some unbelievable.
Right.
You can literally see it. They were the most complete. Clay Thompson was coming back at some point in the season. That was going to help them score-wise.
You didn't know how he was going to come back. Because I was scared.
I knew he was going to come back at least 50% of Clay Thompson that we're used to seeing.
A knee and an Achilles. I wasn't sure how he would come back. But if Chad, if you're listening, you said some good things. The first thing you said was that Shady was right, which you hear that mostly on this show. And number two, Chad, I think that You have a bright future as a GM. You know what I'm saying? Not football because of the Broncos, but for basketball. Because one thing you said that I agree with is that we can get rid of Wiggins, right? Before this year, we all thought Wiggins was just
right.
Wiggins.
Right.
Okay. Number two is I think Jordan Poole he's emerging as becoming a star, a legit dude. I'm not sure if it's the system or it's really him, but he's doing well. And then Kuminga and them other pieces, move them dudes because in basketball, it's so hard to win championships. If we can win two in 4 years, I would take that trade for older Kevin Durant. Mm. Market right now. Mm. And Twan would agree.
I didn't get a chance to answer that question. And I would if the trade happened, I would make the trade happen. I would go with Shady in there. I want to win now.
That's too ass.
Y'all are
that's
too ass.
Ash forgot about the 54-93. That they went the prior two years before that. I'm trying to win now. Steph is 34 years old. KD's 33.
But you've already won now without him.
You can't do it again. We need more, Ash.
Here's my thing. What makes you think that the Warriors, when Klay Thompson, mind you, Klay Thompson did not have a full NBA season. He's going to come back. His legs are going to be drastically different.
Right.
He's going to have an entire NBA season under his belt. What makes you think that the Warriors cannot repeat without Kevin Durant?
Okay, listen.
They cannot repeat without Kevin Durant. They can't get out the West without Kevin Durant.
This is a tough job. All right, dudes, come back.
Yo, 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 this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber, the soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2-gram net zero hero croissant or the 1-gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, hero.co.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a Realtor can help answer. Because Realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what Realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active. Cash.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
This is Brandon Marshall. I'm your host just for tonight, and this is I Am Athlete Tonight on Sirius XM Mad Dog Sports Radio Channel 82. I'm joined by my teammates LaShawn Shady McCoy, and how would I say? She's trying out. Not she ain't trying out. She trying out. She testing us. Yeah. We're trying to recruit her. We're trying to recruit her.
You're
She's on a recruiting
fine.
Trip.
Shady, not so much.
Okay, good. Yeah. Ashley Nicole Moss. Don't call her a contributor. Call her a host. Sports Illustrated. Laces out. And then you also find her partying on uninterrupted at times as well. All right. So, Anthony, how am I doing? Give me a little check, man. Dudes is not here. I'm the host just for tonight. So give me a little bit of feedback and then get into the B block for us.
No, I love it, Brandon. Listen, I'm not going to say this because you pay the bills, but you're doing great. I mean, it's not the easiest job in the world to be a traffic cop and also trying to figure out the callers, getting to break, me and knowing you in your ear and on the chat. I think you're doing a phenomenal job. So keep it up. That. Listen, we already have more than a quarter of the show done. So we'll pick it up with this topic.
We should ask the callers.
Yeah, we should ask the callers. That's a good idea.
We're implementing the number. You want the callers to call in and talk about the Warriors and football. But let's let them give us some feedback.
All right. So if that's the case, Brandon, go ahead. Give them the number. Let me test you real quick. What's the number?
888-623-3646. Boom. That's the number.
The next legendary. Make sure you call in. Let's all give Brandon a progress report live in the show as how he's doing hosting I Am Athlete Tonight. All right, but we're going to get into this topic real quick, guys. First reported by the San Jose Mercury News, USC and UCLA are leaving the Pac-12 for the Big Ten. In 2024, USC and UCLA, are two of the most popular teams in the Pac-12. And that unquestionably leaves a void in the conference. And there's even further reports today that the Big 12 are in deep discussions to add six other Pac-12 teams after UCLA and USC have bolted, which could possibly mean the end of the Pac-12 as we know it. B. Marsh, I'm going to kick it off to you first. Is UCLA and USC joining the Big 10 a good or bad thing for college football?
I don't know. Does it matter?
Yeah,
I haven't watched the Pac-12 since Reggie. who still watches the Pac-12?
That's a trash conference.
That's trash. What I'm saying. Like, who watches that? I'm sorry, you know, for all the listeners out there that's fans of the Pac-12. But at the end of the day, like, the SEC has been running everything over the last, what, 7-8 years?
The ACC's in there, too.
ACC, yes. Yeah. ACC and SEC has been running. Yeah. It's been running the show. So for me, it's not big news for me. You know, this is modern college football. You know, you're going to see a lot of teams moving, you know, here and there every year.
I mean, it's definitely going to make it interesting in terms of matchups. I feel like that's probably the most interesting part of the entire shifting of, you know, them moving into the Big Ten. You're going to have some, you know, unique matchups. But yeah, I mean, the Pac-12 as a whole is just not the most exciting conference.
You can say it. You can say it, Ash.
I said it's not the most exciting.
No. You can say it. I got you. It's okay to say it's trash.
I'm not gonna say that.
I think it's trash. And also, keeping it real, I think that it's gonna make USC look good again, right? They're going to the Big Ten, right? They're slow, big slow guys, right? Yeah. All these muscles.
Are you playing the Big Ten?
Nah, I play in the Big East.
Oh, same thing.
No.
But listen, seriously though, like, so they'll go there, right? They recruit all these top recruits that be fast, you know what I'm saying? Be 6'4", 5 stars, and all these quarterbacks with long hair, and they go out there and they get drafted high. So they're gonna go to this slow conference and they'll produce big numbers. I just think that the Big Ten, other than Ohio State, that conference is slow and it's kind of trash. I'm just keeping it honest.
Right. So what matchups, Ash, or, you know, would you be excited about? You know, we talk about
UCF. Do you know what that is?
University of Central Florida.
There you go.
A lot of people don't know that. She's pretty good. Big Ten.
I mean, if we get like a USC Michigan matchup or something, that'd be kind of cool. Like, I mean, I don't know.
Michigan State's going to be good again.
Michigan's not bad.
It's going to be interesting how they do this, though, right? Because you do have a void in the Pac-12 now, and now you have two extra teams in the Big Ten. It's going to, and also, I mean, the times, it's also based on time zone, right? So the time zones are going to be different for the fans of USC and UCLA. It's going to be interesting, just the logistics and the mechanics of it all. I'm not quite sure how it's going to work. And I'm also not quite sure how you can just remove two teams from a conference without replacing them. Now it's a lopsided situation. Like, I don't know how that works.
Right. I mean, if this was 10 years ago, right? Like, if I'm Michigan, if I'm Ohio State, even Michigan State now, because they're like getting their football back. Coach Mel Tucker, who was my defensive coordinator in Chicago, you're pissed 10 years ago. Right. You're like, it's already a tough conference. But the reality is UCLA, USC, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like when?
Oh, that's Chip Kelly.
To me, it's like,
oh my God.
You going to call him, give him some tips? Chip Kelly, you're a Chip Kelly fan?
Nah, he's all right, man.
All right, let's move on to the NFL. Did you guys hear about Brett Favre and his comments he made on Devontae Adams? Did you hear that? You guys heard
Unfortunately, that? Unfortunately,
I heard about it.
All right, so basically, let me read it. This is what he said, okay? I'd be shocked if Devontae Adams had the same year. I think Derek Carr is a very good quarterback, but he's not in Aaron's league yet. May never be, and that's no disrespect. That's Brett Favre on how Devontae Adams will play without Aaron Rodgers. Ashley, do you agree with Favre's comments?
I'm tired of Brett Favre and his like hater-ation type of vibes. Ooh. Like, he just sounds like the biggest hater every time he opens his mouth. Like, I just don't understand what his problem is. And it's like, he should be criticizing the Packers for constantly drafting wide receivers and non-offensive linemen to protect Aaron Rodgers so he doesn't have to scramble for his life every time he tries to throw a pass. Mm. He's worried about the wrong thing. Devontae Adams is going to be fine. Aaron Rodgers is the one who's going to be out there running for his life because once again, the Green Bay Packers did not draft correctly and added yet another offensive weapon to their offense. Congratulations. But no one to protect their 30-year-old plus quarterback so he's not getting sacked every time he throws the ball. But what do I know?
She had to get something off her chest.
I like that. I like that. She's actually right. I do think that I think Brett Favre should take a different approach, right? Let's talk about Aaron Rodgers. Mm. Because, okay, we all know that Derek Carr is not Aaron Rodgers. Okay, we know that. Cool. Thank you for letting us know that, right? But I think that Adams is trying to win. I do think that the Raiders have a better shot to win than the Packers. Because every year, right, Aaron Rodgers and – and Adams, they go down there and they put all these numbers up, all these stats, right? Then they get to the postseason and then all this is all losses. So my thing is, like, instead of let's talking about that, let's talk about the obvious that nobody wants to talk about. Every year he goes to have these great years and then they lose. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about how the Packers have had probably the best quarterbacks of all time and one franchise. But they got two rings, three? Am I tripping?
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I hate when people want to pick on, like, the little guy. I'm not trying to say Derek Carr's a little guy. I mean, he's a little guy in this conversation, you know. But it's just like, yo, let's talk about something that we really want to talk about. Like, every year you guys are, like, MVPs in the first seed. Right. And you get dropped off.
The judgment is misplaced because Davante Adams did what was best for Davante Adams. And that is get out of a perpetual cycle of doing really well in the regular season, MVP conversations for Aaron Rodgers, and he has these incredible games, and you get to the postseason and what happens? Not a damn thing. So he should be having that criticism for where that criticism needs to lie. And that is in the Green Bay front office, who continually fails their quarterback. And now you invested all this money to bring Aaron Rodgers back. You guys rectified and reconciled your relationship, and it's no longer tarnished, and he's showing up to camp, and he's going to show up to training camp, and all that's great. But you haven't made the team better for him. So focusing on Davante Adams, who honestly, when it comes down to it and you look at it as an entire situation, he went to a better one. He went to one that's probably going to be more conducive to win down the line.
So, Shady, really quickly, and then we'll go to Ashley. Who suffers more from their breakup, Adams or Rodgers?
Okay, so I'm going to say like this. Two answers right here. I think Adams may suffer stats-wise, right? I do think that Aaron Rodgers is different, right? But I think, like, overall as a team, I think the Packers and Aaron Rodgers suffered as far as team wins to go to, you know, a championship. Because now you lose the best wide receiver in the game, right? And that connection. It's hard to get that connection. Every quarterback or every wide receiver that Aaron Rodgers has had, they've had a super crazy connection. Greg Jennings and then Jordy Nelson. Like, you don't have to be superstar. It's just that we got this connection with his number one receivers. I don't think he gets that with the receivers he has there now. So I think the team may struggle, you know what I'm saying, as far as winning down the line, which they already do that now, but more wins. And I think that maybe the stats, he won't get the same stats and production with Carr.
Cool. That was quick. I asked for a quick one.
That was quick.
But it was good.
I hate that I'm going to have to say this, but I agree with him.
Yo, listen. Mark these words to all the listeners out there, right?
Like, that was painful.
You're going to hear this so much tonight from the callers and from Ash. I
now you
to
get
this,
one for me. That's the one. You
that's
get.
That's the one.
That's it. You're not getting another one for me.
Hey, can we, Anthony? Let's tally this up. How many times does Shady says she's right and Ashley says Shady's right?
Well, I got two right now.
You know, you're at three.
You got one.
You're
for
at
me.
Three.
Antoine, Chad, Ashley.
No, I'm saying this. I'm saying as far as you saying no, Ashley was right. No, I agree with Ashley.
What? I gave her one.
You gave her three.
I gave her one. Don't
three to one. Three to one. Anyways, really quickly, we're going to talk a little bit about Odell Beckham Jr. He tweeted out, crazy thought, really played the whole back half of the season without an ACL and won a Super Bowl. God doesn't miss, I swear.
What?
Yeah, so.
So he's playing on what? Cartilage?
How
does that work?
He always does this. All this is crazy. What is he talking about?
Well, no, so listen, I talked to O probably 2 months ago. And you know, I was obviously trying to get him on I Am Athlete. And he was like, look, not right now, right? Like when I'm ready to talk, then I'm gonna holler at you. But we had some of these conversations, and what I'm saying is, no, he's not just talking. Like he said that to me. He was like, yeah, man, like the doctors didn't even know, right? And so this is real. And it just shows how freakish of an athlete he is. So hopefully, you know, they corrected this, you know, mishap and fixed that ACL, and he's back healthy and he's on the field balling out again, man. Cause he's like one of the greatest athletes I've ever been around. He was my teammate when I played with the Giants. There's not too many people that work harder than, you know, some of the best out there that I've been around. And he's one of them. He's a freak.
Okay. We got 2 minutes for this segment right here.
Yep.
Let's just keep it real though, right? Odell Beckham might go down as one of the most super overhyped players of all time.
Yeah. Wow.
It's crazy how so much hype he gets for doing just the regular minimum. For real though. I mean, you know, anything I talk about, I could back up. So like they made this whole big thing. Oh my God, he's back. right? First of all, you was the number two on the Rams where they doubling Cooper Kupp and you getting busy on one dude in the backside. Like, that's anybody can do that. Mm. And he was getting like 60, 80 yards, little numbers like that. You fast forward, right? Let's fast forward. No, you rewind it.
Don't play this in the studio of my presence.
Hold on. But you rewind it, right?
The Cowboys won that game. People failed to remember. We won that game.
You made one crazy catch with one hand, and you played for the Giants. I can name so many players for the Giants that get so much hype. It's crazy. I mean, I've seen Rashad Jennings.
It was the perfect storm.
Rashad Jennings, you know who that is, but
I do.
Was on
the running back, of course,
dancing with the stars. I'm like, what? So anyway, I say this real quick about Odell Beckham. I do think he's good. I think he's super overhyped. All the guys in his draft class, I mean, like,
none of them was better than him. Or better than him.
Mike Evans is in that draft class.
Oh, that's well, I love Mike. Mike is a dog, but listen, Mike is a dog, and I
couldn't find Odell for four years though.
All I'm saying is this, bro. When you say overhype, listen, it was the perfect storm. The hair, the dancing. He's in MetLife Stadium. He's in New York, the biggest media market in the world. He makes the craziest catch that we've ever seen on a football field, bro.
He lost that game, by the way.
And then what?
Cowboys fan.
They lost that game.
He went for 1,300 yards. Like, he had a phenomenal start to his career, and then he got hit. He got injured, right? For all football players, the biggest war is the war of attrition. Okay. Is being able to stay out there.
I'm going to those stats because you're making
bring them up.
I Am Athlete Tonight is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. Support I Am Athlete Tonight with a 5-star rating and by leaving a review. That's a big deal, guys. Stop being lazy. Pick up your phones and leave a review and give us a 5-star rating. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Want more? Catch the full 2 hours of I Am Athlete Tonight weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Mad Dog Sports Radio, SiriusXM channel 82. Go to SiriusXM.com/IAA Tonight Trial to start your free trial today.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a Realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.